Driven West, Andrew Jackson's Trail of Tears to the Civil War. By A.J. Langeth. Narrated by Mel Foster. Copyright 2010 by A.J. Langeth. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Simon & Schuster, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. Henry Clay, 1825. At 6 p.m. on Sunday, January 9, 1825, Henry Clay, one of his nation's shrewdest political minds, made a miscalculation that helped to end his chance of ever becoming President of the United States. Over the next three decades, Clay's decision set off repercussions that transformed the character of his young country, uprooted the earliest Americans from their homes in the Southeast, and led, at last, to massive bloodshed. But at the moment, Clay was only trying to achieve his lifelong goal. During the past 13 years, Henry Clay had evolved from firebrand to peacemaker. The transformation came during the Quixotic War of 1812, when an overmatched United States took on Great Britain for a second time. Clay had been one of the most fervent congressional war hawks, pressing President James Madison to strike back against Great Britain's aggressiveness. Madison's opposition party, the Federalists of New England, had vehemently resisted the call to arms and had staged an anti-war convention that was seen as a threat that its members might secede from the Union. But the Federalist timing could not have been worse. As they met in Hartford, Connecticut, Henry Clay was already...